Listening to Idaho Matters, I'm Gemma Gaudette. So March is the month for the Oscars, and this year's ceremony is set for Sunday, March 27th. However, this year's broadcast will be dramatically different, according to our resident movie expert and Morning Edition host, George Prentice. Hi, George.
Hi, Gemma. The winner is you.
Me?
Yeah.
Holy cow, explain that. I mean, I've dreamt of getting an Oscar, George. I didn't know it was this easy.
Well, you're always the winner, so.
Okay, so what's going on with this year's Oscars broadcast?
Well, as you know, the Oscars, when they started, used to be a very intimate affair until 1953, when NBC paid what they thought was a lot of money, $100,000,
to televise
the Oscars. And of course, that was back in the days when Bob Hope used to MC. And nothing would be the same for decades. Now, ABC won't officially say how much they pay for the Oscars, but The Hollywood Reporter says they pay close to $100 million now.
Wow.
About 30 to 40 million people used to watch, but last year it was about 10 million. That's a bad investment. And, you know, the problem isn't anything new. It's a snore. You've got to wade through about 2 hours of categories that don't matter to many people outside of the 202 area code. Anyway, here's David Letterman, who was the host of the Oscars back in 1995, talking about what should not be on the broadcast.
The 1995 Academy Awards for Science and Technical Achievement were presented at a lovely dinner 3 weeks ago at the Regent Beverly Wilshire Hotel. Nominees were treated to a choice of roast beef or snapper. Also, live music and a cash bar. All this was the Academy's way of saying, you people are too dull to be on the real show.
Amen to that. Now, this year, the Academy is taking 8 more awards off the broadcast.
Really?
Yep. Things like short films, makeup, sound, stuff that, I'm sorry, the guilds representing those technicians, you know, they've had a cow over this. But I'm sorry, this isn't the Nobel Peace Prize. If you want people to care about the Oscars, you need to improve the broadcast. And that's what they're trying to do this year by taking these extra awards off the air. Yes, they're going to hand them their Oscars just before they go on the air. They'll mention them, very quickly on the broadcast. But the Grammys did this. The Tonys did this. For goodness sakes, it's a show. And then there's the speeches that go on forever, right? The long speeches. Well, here's Will Ferrell and Jack Black with something to say or sing about those long speeches.
We are really honored to present the award for Best Song in a Motion Picture.
Songs have a magical power to transport us to a different time and place.
There's no greater weapon in a director's arsenal than a strategically placed song.
But there's one song that nobody wants to hear, the song they play when your acceptance speech has gone on too long. That's the song, that one.
And did you know it actually has lyrics? This is it. Your time is through.
You're boring.
Look at Catherine Zeta-Jones,
she's snoring.
You could have rushed up to the stage, but you were lollygagging.
They're turning off your microphone and cutting to a commercial for Del Taco.
Del Taco!
I love how they really sold that, right?
Absolutely.
So, yes, why can't we just play these people off, have a few more laughs, and this year's hosts will be three really bright women who are really funny, Wanda Sykes, Amy Schumer, and Regina Hall, in hopes that this year's broadcast will at least be watchable on March 27th.
Well, and George, can we just say, too, maybe have some films that people actually watch, like mainstream?
Oh, isn't that the truth?
I mean, really?
Yeah. Speaking of which, can I say something? I'm embarrassed to admit that I was reluctant to lean into West Side Story, which is up for Best Picture this year. It's a big film. Steven Spielberg directed it. The originals is wonderful.
Right.
And I kept thinking, did they really have to do this? Well, I saw it recently. It's a big film. It's spectacular. It's gorgeous. If I were to recommend a film right now to see, it's West Side Story, and it's streaming on Disney Plus. It's up for Best Picture, and it's something that everybody can enjoy. Yes, we've seen it before, but it's really good.
Okay, well, I'll put that on my list.
Yeah.
All right, so what if we want to see some of the other Oscar nominees? Can you kind of give us a quick recap if we want to watch them before March 27th?
Absolutely.
So we know West Side Story on Disney Plus.
Yep, Power of the Dog, another film that's up for about a dozen nominations, is currently on Netflix. We know that West Side Story is on Disney. Dune has been on HBO, I think, for a while. Don't Look Up is Netflix. Here's the scoop. If you know someone who has Apple Plus, check out the film CODA, C-O-D-A. And, of course, that's an acronym for Children of Deaf Adults. There's a really good chance that CODA is going to be the surprise winner and possibly even take home the Best Picture this year.
Really?
It is gaining momentum. It won Best Ensemble Acting at last week's Screen Actors Guild. And I think if you see CODA before most other people, you'll probably be the smartest person in the room at an Oscar party. Check out CODA. If you don't have Apple Plus, find someone who does. You won't regret it. The film is called CODA, C-O-D-A.
Okay, good. Let's pivot away from the Oscars for a second.
Yep.
And talk about a new Pixar movie that is going straight to Disney Plus, so it won't show up on the big screen. Why did they make that decision?
Good question, because this film is as good as any Pixar film I've seen in some time. But Disney Plus is in a huge fight, right, with HBO and Netflix, et cetera, for subscribers. And I think that this is going to get a lot of eyeballs. The film is called Turning Red. I've seen it. It opens a week from tomorrow on Disney Plus. Yes, some theaters are going to have it in theaters. You don't want to miss this film. It stars the voices of Rosalie Chang and Sandra Oh, the wonderful Sandra Oh.
Oh, yeah.
It's the first Pixar film to be solely directed by a woman, the first to take place in Canada. So the film is called Turning Red, and it's the story around a really confident, or so she thinks, 13-year-old Chinese-Canadian girl, and she's torn between staying her mother's dutiful daughter and the chaos of being 13. And it turns out that the family has a curse, which means that if your emotions get ahead of you, you turn into a really large red panda. Now, the film is a metaphor. It's about being 13. When your emotions are on your sleeve. Oh. And as I'm watching this film, I was laughing and crying all at once. Once upon a time when I was in foster care, for some reason, I had a lot of 13-year-olds. By my count, I think it was close to 50 over like a four-year period.
Wow.
And but it took me about to get through about 30 of them when I finally figured out that we as adults have to, we've got to evolve. Being 13 is hard enough.
Yeah.
And if you're a parent or if you have ever had any experience with a 13-year-old boy or girl, you will adore this film. Again, it's called Turning Red. Here's a clip of little Mai as she's waking up, right, really lazy in the morning, and her mother's calling her for breakfast, and Mai, you know, crawls out of bed, goes into the bathroom, looks into the mirror, and she sees a big red panda. Let's listen.
Aww.
Breakfast is ready.
Coming.
Are you sick? Is it a fever? A stomach ache? Chills? Constipation?
No. Maybe?
Constipation? Right? I mean, does that not ring true? You're knocking on the bathroom door. What's going on in there?
Nothing. Nothing.
She's 13.
Alone. There's nothing wrong.
She's 13.
I have a 13-year-old, George, and I completely relate to this.
This is a wonderful film. And kids will laugh all through it. If you're an adult, you clearly get the message that's going on here. It's you can't miss this. Sandra Oh is the voice of the mom. It's called Turning Red. Chances are it'll be up for Best Animated Feature a year from now. It is that good. It drops on Disney Plus 1 week from tomorrow.
You know, George, it's so funny. I actually had a conversation with my 13-year-old just yesterday. I told him, I would never want to go back to be 13. And he was like, why? And I was like, it's just tough. What? And I said, yeah. And I was like, there's just a lot going on with you at this age. You know, you're learning who you are. There's such big changes. It's a lot.
And when you're the grown-up, you try the anger card, or then you try to play the sympathy card. No, you're going to lose every time. And until we
100%.
Evolve, as they evolve, and that's the story here. Turning Red is about growing up. And I think it's an instant classic, and people are going to love this film.
Well, we're watching that next week. Okay, before I let you go, George, some breaking news in regards to a really big movie that's set to open tomorrow. You say this is a jaw dropper, George.
So, Batman is a much anticipated film, and it's about to have its premiere in theaters tomorrow. Well, we have learned that a good many theaters have decided to have what they call premium pricing on opening weekend, which is to say they're going to charge more. Regal Theaters said, yep, we're going to do that. And I did a little investigating this morning. I actually went online to check prices here in the Treasure Valley. And I found that to get one ticket for an adult on Friday evening, it will cost $12.18. Now, first of all, I was surprised that it cost that much money. Anyway, it was more than the other first-run movies that are playing tomorrow. So, again, it's opening weekend. Now, you can look at this as, well, the theaters and the studios are trying to make more money. They've been hemorrhaging money all through the pandemic. That said, I think this is a PR problem that's going to blow up in their face. No one goes to the movies by themselves. Very few of us go to the movies by ourselves. Mm-hmm. If someone pushes back, it's going to be three or four people who don't go to the movies. And that's pretty close to a monthly subscription price for home streaming.
Well, I just did the math in my head, George. For my whole family to go, it's almost $50. That's just the movie. That's just the movie. So that's not the concessions or anything like that. And I realize I'm older. But it shouldn't be $100 to go see a movie.
Well, especially if you're doing this because it's opening weekend and you're trying to make more money. Now, wouldn't you think that as more Americans are now anxious to return to theaters, that you would have a welcome back promotion?
Exactly.
As opposed to saying, no, we're going to start charging you more to see a movie that you really want to see. So I think a lot of people are going to be talking about this weekend, and come Monday when we see the box office for this film, keep in mind, folks, that box office number will be inflated because they will have charged more money.
Oh, man. Well, we will not be going on opening weekend.
Well, I'm not here to say, please don't go to the theater. I am here to say, buyer beware.
And I think that's legitimate.
Yeah.
You know, that it's like if you, I mean, there's nothing, I don't think there's anything like a big screen movie experience.
Yep.
I love the movies. I love going. I mean, I've missed going to the movies, but it's one thing to pay one ticket. It's another thing to pay for, you know, two, three or four tickets. And a lot of people can't afford that right now. So it's having to put all of that in perspective.
And with so many options, a lot of times, a lot of consumers, their first option is to say, no, thanks.
Yep. There you go.
Yep.
George, it's always a pleasure to have you here. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much, Gemma.
We've been talking with our very own movie expert and Morning Edition host, George Prentice, about the Oscars and of what you should be watching right now. I want to thank all of you for joining us today as well. A big thank you to our senior producer, Samantha Wright. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Thank you.